I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, American pastor Andrew Brunson was presented with a new indictment in Turkish courts. This time, he's been charged with leadership in a terrorist organization, and he's facing a possible life sentence. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has condemned the move and urges the U.S. government to respond. David Curry of Open Doors USA says the very best response we can have as Christians is to pray for Brunson. Let's ask God to give him strength of faith, even in the face of injustice.
There's not a lot that can be diplomatically done by Christian churches here, because we're talking about a dictator who's not going to respond to our pleas. And in some cases, some ways, it may be counterproductive. So we're going to have to be prayerful about this.
And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping provide supplemental education for refugee kids. How? Through its channel, Sat7 Academy. Sat7's Rex Rogers says,
"I teach Arabic. We teach English, Arabic in the sense of grammar and syntax. English, because any child that learns English in anywhere in the world, it's the universal currency now. It helps them in employment. It helps them take care of themselves later in life. Mathematics and sciences are where we are right now."
By providing education, Sat7 is helping to be the hands and feet to this lost generation. And by investing in the kids now, who knows what God will do with that and how this investment will impact the future of the Middle East and North Africa. Would you prayerfully consider coming alongside this ministry? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.